All right, it appears the next deal, next agenda item would be 22 with license sales update. Heather.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Secretary Roebling, members of the Commission, Heather Villa, Wildlife Administration Chief. If you turn to the very last page in your commission book, you can see the license sales update. When comparing to our three-year average, we are still up about 5.7% in resident license sales. And if you look at the non-resident portion, we're up about 32.8%. Keep in mind, some of that is due to the extension of the pheasant season going further into January. But overall, we're looking at about a 13.2% increase. So we have really strong license sales. Folks are getting outside. We've had wonderful weather to recreate in. And I will stand by if you have any questions.
Any questions from the commission on the license sales report? Looking good. I like the trend. With that, I think we are, there are no more questions, Heather. Thank you. Okay, we are at the end of the meeting. We will be meeting in Watertown next month. I believe it's the 8th and 9th. That's excellent. Any information or business to come before the commission in future meetings?
Mr. Chairman, Kevin Roebling here. Secretary of the Commission Parks, just wanted to ask the commission if there's any agenda items that we'd like to see on the next commission agenda for the next meeting. So every meeting we want to always ask, are there things out there you'd like to hear about, things that we'd like to get a report on? If so, please reach out to Rachel or myself. We'll make sure to get those on the agenda for that July meeting. No, I think for the most part, I think we covered everything today and yesterday. I just want to thank staff for all the great presentations. And it's been a phenomenal time out here in Good River State Park. What a beautiful area. I'm excited to go to Palisades here this morning yet, if some of you folks would like to join us. So more than happy to take you up there and show you around and show you the development that's occurring up there. So, again, just thanks to all the staff for all the hard work, great presentation. Wow, we do a lot of amazing things, so can't say that enough. So, Mr. Chairman, back to you, sir.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're fortunate to work with the staff and get to see the places. We get to see Good Earth. That's a beautiful facility, and I was absolutely amazed at how many people were out here walking yesterday. It's a great area. Any additional stuff from the commissioners? Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. A couple meetings ago, was talking about back on the deer situation where some of the areas that we have that have been so hit hard with CWD, and the staff is going to look into the chronic wasting. The staff is going to look into doing a projection or model of the loss of animals in those high density areas and try to figure out, by the time we get the CWD to hit and take the animals plus our harvest, what is our impact by leaving those hunting rates the same, and then a lot of those areas are unlimited hunting by archers and by the black powder people, and where are we going to curb that so that those areas can recover faster on population? Maybe have a report on that.
Through the chair. Yes, Commissioner Beast, we will definitely put that together. I'll work with the big game staff and making sure they hear that request. And I know we can throw some model projections together, and including all those different things. CWD prevalence rates are a little bit unknown in certain areas, but we definitely have a pretty good idea of a range of where they might be. So we'll incorporate ranges of rates and how that influences population growth and overall the rate that those nuclear populations will obtain from other sources of mortality. So absolutely, that's a great request, and we'll get working on that. Thank you.
And then maybe one more thing, like during the Black Hills, we estimated about 45,000 deer in the Black Hills, and that's about 15,000 deer taken yearly by mountain lions. And then what is our predator? How many deer do we think are taken by predators? Because we want to increase that population up to about 75,000, if I remember right, was reported. Are the coyotes as much of a problem as the other predators? And how do we address that to get that population up to our objective as fast as we can?
Yep, we will also provide that information, and we do have quite a lot of survival data from the Black Hills. We've collared a lot of deer in the Black Hills, so we should have a pretty good data set there to come up with, again, some population growth rate projections and get that information to you.
Good questions, Commissioner Reese. Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire, kind of following up with Travis, where he's going on the CWD, is discussions we've had on the Atlas Blizzard, for example, 13, where we might have isolated areas where you have heavy impact on not only cattle and everything and the people that live there, but also the livestock, the deer numbers, mule deer. If there's kind of partnering with that on the CWD, if there's areas where we identify that there's been a natural disaster, which is kind of a precedent, I guess, of a particular county or section, we should also address, you know, this kind of a, I hate to say moratorium, but, if, you know, if it's an isolated area, to get those numbers back as quickly so that we can get those opportunities rebuilt for the hunters, you know, if that means turning them down for 2 years for the benefit of the next decade, I think that would be fitting, I guess, also with the CWD stance, I guess, trying to rebuild those areas. And, you know, big picture, 2013, we lost a good number of the pheasants up in the northeast part of the state because of the terrible winter. And here we are, 2021, seeing wonderful things, seeing a lot of hens and roosters, and it really feeling like it came back. But, you know, 8 years, if the department would, you know, thinking outside the box of, you know, kind of restocking, if there was a situation with it, I don't know how feasible that is, but, you know, an 8-year natural comeback, if we could, you know, kind of short circuit that thing to a 4-year return by a, you know, minimal stocking of hens. I think, you know, looking at what survival is going to expect out of stock birds versus naturally raised, I know it's not as good, but I think it's worth the discussion. But that's just big picture, and I'm not expecting anything at the July meeting or anything like that. But I think fitting other things that Mother Nature can throw at us, if we can somehow, you know, get a path to recovery through such things, I think it's worth looking at. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Yes, we definitely going to have those conversations, and looking forward to those. So thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Good comments. Yeah, that a lot of this discussion is going to be part of that comprehensive review of our deer and elk management and things. These are all things the commission's looking at, trying to make sure that we do our responsibility of making sure that we keep providing opportunity down the road and in the best possible way. So with that, if there's nothing else from any of the commissioners, we will stand adjourned.